Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. I am your host, Jeff Stebbins, and joined alongside me is Joe Janner. Joe, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. I mean, I know where we're going to go with this episode, and I think that this is what we've been waiting for a while, to get into the Champions League final. So I'm excited to see what we get into on this.
Yeah, Champions League final, PSG versus Inter. Both teams had to get through some really tough competition to get to this point, and should make for a great game. But it also lends to some questions and maybe, you know, where is this game headed? I think we mentioned earlier pre-show, PSG are the favorites, right? 44% likelihood of winning versus Inter at 28% likelihood of winning. So, you know, that right there shows you where most people are going for this upcoming match. And that's a pretty big difference, Joe. What do you think when you see that stat?
Yeah, I am looking at that number as being a significant favor towards PSG, in a sense that, I mean, if you're right now going to make a prediction that we're going to hold off to get there, you have to look at them as probably the one that will end up getting through. But it's a game to be played. That's like we're always talking about. There's still a game to be played, never mind what the probability and the statisticians have put together based on past performance, based on likely outcome, all that goes into this. But it is, I think, worth a mention, because I think in years past, you probably wouldn't see a Champions League final where one team is favored by that much.
Right. And it's interesting because PSG, I think everyone knows, they sold off Mbappe. Mbappe is at Real Madrid. And I think this is pretty shocking to most people. PSG is having a better Champions League performance this year without Mbappe. Meanwhile, Real Madrid, the champions last year, didn't make it to the final with Mbappe. So tell me, what's going on there, Joe?
I mean, you have to look, though, at this game and be reminded that it is about the players that are on the pitch. And it's, yes, a impact player, a performance out of one can definitely help a side. But I think when you get to this level, as in you're now worked through a campaign of many games, not only within the league, but also this special Champions League competition, that lends itself to a side that maybe has figured out better how to work to get the results that they needed. And that's the game, is how can you at any given time put together a squad that's going to be able to play together to get the performance, to get the results, to be successful. And that's what they're showing here.
Yeah, I think you said it there. And I kind of have some theories behind that too. I mean, Real Madrid had a great season, but when you have a lot of stars on one team fighting over the ball, fighting over stats, that can lead to problems. So I think that's probably factoring into it also. But you said it's about playing as a team. And when we look at these two teams, both of them play as a team, but in a much different sense. You know, PSG is very fluid, very beautiful to watch. Meanwhile, Inter, they're rough. They can get physical out on the pitch. It's not always the prettiest, but they find a way to win. So when you look at these two teams and make those comparisons, Joe, I mean, do you think that this game is going to come down to possibly the midfield of each team more so than the attack?
Well, I mean, that's somewhat of a cliche to suggest and to put out there, but I also believe it to be the case in many levels of competition within this game. That, yeah, that how the midfield goes, so does the team. It's important. It's how, based on the approach to the game, those players in the midfield and the ability to execute both on both sides of the ball does lend itself to how the team performs. So I'm with you there. No, I think that the ability for one side or the other to utilize the midfield players and the midfield play and what they do to both build up the attack through the midfield, and or when they're off the ball and they're having to defend, are they able to utilize those players in a means to defend well? So it should be a contest, yes, to be decided by the performance and the route that the midfield players on both sides take.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be big competition in the midfield and should make for a fun game to watch. And going back to the fact that PSG are the heavy favorites here, Joe, why is that? Because, you know, both teams are stacked with talent. Both teams play well together. But why is PSG, why do they have such an advantage based on the stats going into this?
I think a lot has to do with, you mentioned the fluid style of play, the almost effortless way that they're able to possess, to through different routes and through different channels, build up and create a very powerful attack, but also then to create those chances. And then in the end to convert, to score goals, which is what this game is about. So if you're looking at the means and ways that they go about to do that and the numbers of goals that they scored and the way that they do it, I think that's probably why they are favored over Inter.
Yeah, I agree. And Dembélé has been incredible. Hakimi, incredible. So it's undeniable at this point. And yeah, but at the same time, Inter, right? 2 years ago, they made it to the final against Man City. They've been here before, led by their captain, Argentinian star Leo Martinez, who I expect to be fit for this match. Although he is recovering from a slight injury, I expect him to play, possibly even start. And the whole team is solid and is able to compete with the best. Like I said, they've been here before. They know what they're doing. So I'm excited to see them. And I do think that Inter, being the underdogs, I do think they – some the team and some of the players get a little bit overlooked. You know, that some like Leo Martinez, for example, his leadership and what he brings to the pitch has been overshadowed in the years because he played for the Argentina national team. And I'm pretty sure, Joe, you can name another player from that team, right?
You talk about the Argentinian national team. You want to rep me to say Messi was not. He's found himself into this episode somehow through the connection of Leo Martinez. And okay, fine. There he is. There's a name drop. There he is out there doing what he does.
There you go. We said it.
Hashtag okay.
Yes. So I don't feel like he gets enough credit. I don't feel like the team gets enough credit. But I also feel like they kind of fall into the boat of maybe an Arsenal where I wouldn't say that any team out there is really a whole lot better or has a more talented squad. But for whatever reason, they have trouble finishing it off and winning their league or winning the Champions League, what have you. For whatever reason, when it comes to the end of the season or that final match, they have trouble closing. And I don't know why that is. It's kind of that intangible thing that's hard to describe. But I feel like PSG is the opposite, where they find a way to win. Like maybe you don't expect them to win, but somehow they do. And so I think that aligns with that stat that we mentioned earlier with the likelihood to win. So, we'll see. I kind of tend to always root for the underdog. So I'm hoping Inter, shows up, but nonetheless, it's going to be a fun match. And Joe, any final thoughts before we put forward our official predictions?
Sure. I'm with you. I think it's going to be an exciting game to get into. It's definitely going to be competitive. Obviously, both teams are out there to get the job done, to get the win. And I think the contrasting styles and the approach will make it interesting. Something we didn't mention, a lot of these games, you know, often in the final, it comes out, both teams take their time to kind of piece together their approach to what they're doing. And it lends itself to maybe having a little less goals scored. I don't know if that favors one side or the other, but something that I like to mention, and you've seen it in many finals, if and when a mistake is made by one side, can the other capitalize on that and utilize that as the means to go ahead, or as a means to get a goal out of nothing, or is that then what is the demise of a team that could then find himself repeatedly not getting to that next level of winning the championship? Is that they're prone to make mistakes in situations like this with the pressure on to perform? That's something I'll be looking for. Is going to be a game where it's flawless in a sense. Both teams are doing their best ability to be the team that they are going to be out there and to do their job to get the result. Or is it going to come down to, oh, look, it was just another instance where this team failed to be clinical on the ball or not make a mistake in situations they wouldn't normally, but because of the nature of this being the final and all eyes and all the special focus that goes into a game like this is going to cause them not to perform at their best ability. I'm really hoping for the latter in the sense that I want both these teams to perform well, best to their ability and just let the best team win. I'd rather see that game than going back, oh no, if it weren't for that mistake by so-and-so, then this team would have had a chance. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want more so than anything is just two quality performances by two quality clubs in a top final competition. And that's what I'm looking for more than anything.
I agree. And going back one more point about Inter, I think it's going to be hard to do because PSG is just brilliant at playing with fluidity and it's just so smooth. But if in that midfield matchup, if Inter can force them to be more physical, if they're a little bit more rough, aggressive on the ball than typical and kind of force PSG to play their style, I think that would lend itself to Inter. I think that's the game that they want to play. It may not look great, but they get results. So if they can kind of be physical and dynamic within that midfield and force PSG to be uncomfortable, I think that would really make an interesting matchup. And I think it's going to be close, as you said, probably not a ton of goals in this one. But Joe, why don't you go ahead and lead off the predictions, if you will.
Sure. I think PSG will be in this game the better of the two teams. If it goes along with what I suggested there, that means the result will go their way. In terms of the numbers, in terms of how many goals are scored and what that looks like, one goal early, another goal by Inter to level, but I think you'll see a second goal winner late in the second half for PSG to win this 2-1.
Yeah, no, that's a fair prediction. Again, I tend to root for the underdogs, but somehow PSG finds a way to win in these competitions. So I can't bet against them. I do think it's going to be a tight game, as you mentioned, but maybe even less goals than that. Maybe we're looking at a PSG win 1-0 in this one.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I kind of said. If it's there to happen in that way, if it goes another way and we got lots of goals and a massive back and forth, like we've seen some of these contests in the semifinals and we've seen earlier in the knockout stages where you have that, it would be great entertaining football for everybody. But I think it's going to lend itself to be more of that, a closer, hard-fought battle between two sides that are more than capable of winning this. It's just, like I said, who will be the better of the two and who will get through it to see. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Hopefully, you get a chance to sit down and enjoy the match. If you get a chance, please hit that like and that subscribe. And as always, till next time.